glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends. I'm your host, Donna Leland. And today, as we think about the death, the burial, and the resurrection, I can think of no one better than John Walsh to tell us the old, old story of God's amazing gift of salvation. Today, we'll be looking into the music and the message of Easter.
As Jesus and his disciples walked out through the gates of Jerusalem, he said, "All of you will abandon me tonight. But after I rise from the dead, I'll meet you in Galilee." Peter spoke up, "Lord, I'd never desert you, even if everyone else does." Jesus stopped and looked at him. "Oh, Peter, this very night you'll deny you even know me, and not just once. Before the rooster crows in the morning, three times you'll tell people you don't know me." They came to a grove of olive trees called the Garden of Gethsemane, which means olive press. At the entrance, Jesus told his disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray." He then took Peter, James, and John into the garden. Once there, he started to agonize. He said, "I'm overcome with grief. Stay awake and pray with me." He then went a little farther and fell down. "Father, this cup of agony, do I have to drink it? You can do anything. Take it away from me. But if not, I'll follow your plan for me." He went back to the three men and found them sleeping. He woke them up and said, "Peter, stay awake and pray with me." "Ah, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." He went back and once again prayed in deep agony. "Oh, Father, take this cup from me. Still, I'll drink it if it's your will." Once again, he saw that the three men were sleeping. He said, "Why are you sleeping?" They looked at him and didn't know what to say. When he prayed the third time, he started to sweat, but it was like drops of blood that fell to the ground. An angel appeared and gave him strength. He went back to where the three men were once again sleeping. Looking at them, he said, "Go ahead and sleep, because the time is close." About then, Judas led a band of guards into the garden. He knew it was a place Jesus often went with his disciples. He said, "Watch me carefully. Jesus is the one I'll kiss." Jesus turned to his disciples, "Get up. My betrayer is here." Judas walked up to him and said, "Hello, Master," and then gave him a kiss. "Oh, Judas, do you betray me with a kiss?" He then turned to the guards. "Who are you looking for?"
"Jesus of Nazareth."
"I am he." Instantly, they were knocked back and fell to the ground. As they got up, Jesus said again, "Who are you looking for?" They looked at one another and said,
"Jesus of Nazareth."
"Well, I have told you I am he. Now let these others go their way." Peter suddenly realized what was happening. He drew out his sword and attacked the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Jesus stopped him and said, "Put away your sword. Don't you understand? I could pray right now and my Father would send thousands of angels to protect me." He then turned and touched the servant's ear and healed it. With that, all of the disciples ran away. Then the guards took Jesus, tied him up, and led him out of the garden.
Go ahead, drive the nails in my hands, let me where you stand. Go ahead and say it isn't me.
Jesus was condemned to die by crucifixion. Pilate turned him over to Roman soldiers who put a crown of thorns on his head. They laughed at him and said, "Look, the King of the Jews!" They beat him and spit on him. They then led him away to be crucified. They took him and two criminals outside the city walls to a place called the Skull. All three were nailed to crosses with Jesus in the middle. Pilate put a sign on his cross which read, "The King of the Jews." The chief priest said, "Don't write King of the Jews." But Pilate said, "I've written what I've written." After the crosses were put into place, Jesus prayed, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." It was 9 o'clock in the morning. Some of the people shouted, "If you are the Son of God, come down from that cross." Religious leaders laughed. "Oh, he can save others, but he can't save himself. He says he's a son of God. Why isn't God helping him?" One of the criminals hanging next to Jesus yelled, "If you're the Messiah, save yourself and us." The other criminal yelled back, "Don't you fear God? We deserve to be crucified, but this man is innocent." Then he said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus said, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." Around noon, darkness covered the entire area and lasted for 3 hours. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Then he said, "It's finished." And he bowed his head and died. At that moment, there was an earthquake. Huge boulders split in two. The veil in the temple split from top to bottom. The soldiers standing near the cross were afraid when they saw all of this. They looked up at Jesus and said, "It's true. This was the Son of God." Later in the afternoon, other soldiers came to break the legs of those on the crosses. They did this to speed up their death. First, they broke the legs of the two criminals. When they came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead. To make sure, a soldier thrust a spear into his side. A rich man named Joseph went to Pilate to get permission to bury the body of Jesus. The religious leaders also met with Pilate and said, "This deceiver told his disciples that after his death he would rise from the dead on the third day.
We're afraid that they'll come and steal the body and then tell everyone that he rose from the dead. Pilate agreed to put a Roman seal on the stone, and he assigned guards to watch the grave. Joseph and his friend Nicodemus helped take the body down from the cross. They wrapped it in strips of linen cloth with a mixture of spices. Joseph then laid it in his own tomb and rolled a large stone across the entrance. A Roman seal was put on the stone. Then soldiers stood in front of the grave to guard the body of Jesus.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Quiet at the tomb of Jesus until early Sunday morning while it was still dark. Suddenly there was an earthquake and an angel appeared at the gravesite. He rolled back the huge stone and sat on it. The guards were terrified and fainted. And then all was quiet once again. As the sun came up, Mary Magdalene and some other women walked into the garden so they could put some spices on the body of Jesus. They were wondering how they were going to get someone to roll back the stone from the tomb. When they got to the tomb, they realized that the soldiers were gone and the stone was rolled back. They looked and saw that the tomb was empty. Mary turned and ran to tell the disciples about the empty tomb. The other women stayed in the garden. Finally, they went inside the tomb. They saw two angels. One of the angels said, "Don't be afraid. You're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here because he's risen. Go tell his disciples and Peter." So the women went to do as they were told. Meanwhile, Mary found the disciples and told them, They've taken the body of Jesus, and we don't know where it is. When Peter and John heard this, they ran to the tomb. John got there first, but didn't go in. Peter rushed in, and John followed. They saw the strips of cloth that had been wrapped around the body of Jesus, but the body was missing. They left the tomb and walked home, confused about what had happened. After they were gone, Mary Magdalene arrived back at the garden, weeping as she walked. When she got to the tomb, she saw the angels. One of them said, "Why are you crying?" "Because they've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where he is." She turned and saw a man standing near her. She didn't realize it was Jesus. She thought it was the gardener. "Sir, if you've taken him away, please tell me where he is so I can go get him." Jesus said, "Mary." Instantly, she knew who it was. She fell down and grabbed his feet. "My master." He said, "Don't hold me, but go tell my disciples that you've seen me." Immediately, she got up and ran to find the disciples. Jesus then appeared to the other women as they were walking back into the city. They fell down and worshipped him. He said, "Go find my brothers and tell them that I'll meet them in Galilee." All of the women found the disciples and said, "Jesus is alive! We have seen him and talked to him! He's alive!" The men were overcome and couldn't believe it was really true. The guards who had been at the tomb were terrified by the events of that morning. They went and told the religious leaders exactly what happened. After some discussion, the high priest gave the guards a large amount of money and said, "Tell the people that the disciples of Jesus came and stole his body while you were sleeping. We'll make sure you don't get in trouble with Pilate." The guards took the money and did as they were told.
Was it a morning like this when the sun still hid Jerusalem? And Mary rose from her bed to tempt the Lord she thought was dead. Was it a morning like this when Mary walked down from Jerusalem?
Was it a
Thanks for listening to Mark and Friends. We're a ministry of Great News Media. Special thanks to my friend, John Walsh. All of John's materials are available at BibleTelling.org, BibleTelling.org. He goes through the entire Bible in 3 years and is able to bring to life all those precious details that are there for us to enjoy. Mark and Friends is always available sitting there on our website in MP3 format. You can listen to it anytime you want on demand. Thanks so much for listening. Donna Leland here, hoping you have a blessed Good Friday. It is good, isn't it, when we think about what the Lord Jesus did for us, paid for all of our sins, past, present, and future, as we celebrate His resurrection and His resurrection in us. Have a great day.